I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Wildlife in West Virginia are into the birthing season, and chances are pretty good you're going to run into one of these young if you're spending any time in the outdoors. And the best advice there is just to leave them alone and walk away. I'll tell you a little more about it coming up in just a moment. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Typically around this time of year, you'll find a lot of young wildlife in West Virginia. Fawn deer, all by their lonesome, seem to be the most noticed by humans, says DNR biologist Rob Sylvester.
First of all, they're not abandoned. That is the natural process for particularly fawn deer. They have very little scent, so predators can't really find them. And the mother basically puts them, hides them in an area, and then she goes off and does her feeding and whatever, and she'll come back and check on
it. He says adopting those to raise on your own is bad on many levels. First, humans cannot adequately replicate the nutritional needs of a fawn, and even if they do make it to adulthood, and it's a buck, it can be very dangerous. Sylvester relates a story from his days working in southern West Virginia.
A family had picked up a fawn deer, and they had called our office, and we had told them to take it back where they had found it, and they refused to do that. And when it became an adult buck, it actually attacked the meter man, and the meter man was actually put in the hospital. He had received a severe laceration on his femur, and the doctor actually said if it had been another inch or so in one direction, it would have gotten the artery, and he would have died.
And small critters can be equally problematic, especially raccoons.
For raccoons particularly, is the diseases that the babies can carry, and they can be pretty detrimental to humans. There is a roundworm parasite that baby raccoons can carry that often leads to blindness to humans.
And rabies is not something you'll ever want to deal with either.
Every so often we'll have the horror story, and where people have picked up baby raccoons or baby beavers or baby possums or whatever, and found out that they had rabies. And rabies is a fatal disease unless you receive treatment. It's very difficult when you're looking at a family that has 2 and 3 year olds that have handled a baby raccoon. The raccoon dies and they found out the raccoon was positive for rabies, and you're sending 2 and 3 year olds to get rabies shots. But that has to happen or they're going to pass away.
Now, in some cases, if those animals are in imminent danger, you can move them a short distance out of harm's way and leave them there. The mother will eventually find the little one without consequence. But the very best thing to do is leave them alone and let Mother Nature take her course. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.